Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring a fascinating research study that sheds light on how our visual system differentiates between transient and sustained signals. This study comes from a team of researchers working on the parallel pathways in the mouse retina, where visual information is processed in intricate ways before reaching the brain. Let's break down what they discovered and why it's important. Understanding the findings. The research paper we're discussing, titled "Cone Bipolar Cell Synapses Generate Transient versus Sustained Signals in Parallel on Pathways of the Mouse Retina," published in June 2025, highlights the role of cone bipolar cells in the retina. Essentially, our retina comprises various types of cells, and these cells work together to interpret visual stimuli. The researchers focused particularly on how signals diverge from cone photoreceptors and are interpreted differently by two types of retinal ganglion cells: RGCs, on transient, on T, and on sustained, on S, RGCs. The researchers used a combination of techniques, including patch clamp electrophysiology, electron microscopy, and two-photon imaging of a fluorescent glutamate sensor, to delve into the mechanisms of synaptic transmission. Here's what they found. 1. Synaptic divergence. Cone signals are processed in parallel pathways involving various bipolar cell types. The study identified specific subtypes of on bipolar cells, including type 5I, type 6, and type 7, that connect to on T and on S RGCs. 2. Fast versus slow responses. The study showcased that on TRGCs exhibit what is termed a transient response, quickly firing initially in response to a visual stimulus. In contrast, on SRGCs produce a more sustained response, maintaining a steady firing rate during prolonged exposure to light. 3. Mechanisms behind response kinetics. Anatomically, the researchers suggested that the differences in the size of synaptic ribbon-associated vesicle pools contributed to the distinct kinetics of the responses. In simple terms, the larger the pool of vesicles at the synapses of on SRGCs, the more sustained the signal. 4. Excitatory inputs. Excitatory synaptic currents in on TRGCs were more transient, and the kinetics were distinct even when the same stimuli were applied. This reveals that the synapses themselves are crucial in creating the differing output patterns from similar inputs. Exploration methods. The investigators dug deep into their methods. Patch clamp electrophysiology. This technique allows researchers to measure the electrical currents of individual neurons, giving insight into how these cells respond to stimuli. Electron microscopy. By using this imaging method, the researchers could see the fine structure of the synapses, detecting how bipolar cells connect to RGCs and how those connections differ. Two-photon imaging. This advanced imaging technique enabled the visualization of glutamate release at synapses in real time, adding a dynamic component to their findings. Critique of the study. The study, while robust, does have its strengths and weaknesses, as highlighted by an AI scientific reviewer. Strengths. The rigorous use of multiple methodologies enhances the reliability of the results presented. Integrating various techniques allows for comprehensive insights into the retinal synapses' operations. The statistical analysis was appropriate, with well-justified tests that provided a strong support for the findings. Weaknesses. One notable absence was the explicit mention of data availability. Open access to the underlying datasets is crucial for reproducibility. Although the paper included robust methods, it could better address the potential effects of other multifactorial influences on the RGC responses outside of synaptic mechanisms. Implications of the study. So, what does this mean for us? Understanding how our visual system processes information is fundamental to neuroscience and eye health. Such insights could help in developing treatments for various visual disorders. Furthermore, this kind of research can inform the design of artificial vision systems, enhancing our capability to create machines that mimic biological processes. As we continue to unravel the complexities of the visual system, studies like these drive progress in both biological research and practical applications in technology and medicine. Conclusion. In summary, this research highlights the sophisticated mechanisms at work in our retinas, revealing how transient and sustained signals are generated from common inputs. The findings underscore the importance of synaptic structures in shaping our visual experience. Thank you for tuning in to SciBud. If you enjoyed this exploration of retinal pathways and synaptic transmissions, please share this episode with your friends and family. Don't forget to join us for our next episode, where we'll bring you more exciting updates from the world of science. Until next time, stay curious.